No, you had me going.
That makes sense. People are absent.
Probably it's in all the sides, not with this a lot. All the rules for the federation doesn't play a facing blue school. But he's legislation that says you don't have to follow rules of order unless, except when there's an action.
Good evening. Ladies and
gentlemen,
March 11th,
our interpreters are Lita Hetchuk and Jean Ismaili. Thank you for coming out here. And before we begin, we have a moment of silence. Thank you. There's no swearing in. Before the adoption of agenda, I want to indicate that the item 9E,
the
new business,
that
item we have to remove that. The reason is that there's declaration of interest for most members here, and there's not
a
our council members all of them are not here, and for the new business, alternate Flaherty moved it, seconded by Shepherd, any comments or questions to the motion? All those in favor? Carried. Thank you. And I also have to indicate, and thank you for the reminder. Our deputy mayor is here, joining us through
the
telephone, Deputy Mayor Smith.
And
our cameras are not working at the moment, so we're not live, but they can hear us. Deputy Mayor Smith, I had to ask you before adoption of the agenda. Do you agree with it?
Thank you.
For item 2, declaration of interest, there is none. Delegations. Delegations from the Nunavut Black History Society. They have a support letter request, but Stephanie Burnett will present verbally. You can come up to the microphone.
Nuk Good Stephanie, then.
Good evening, Stephanie.
Notre
the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. Good evening, Mayor Awa, councillors, NVHS board directors present, and members of the public. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you today to request an update of our support letter for the Emancipation Festival for 2025 for the Nunavut Black History Society. The 2025 edition of the festival is targeted for September 27th to 28th at the Exarnate Hotel. The Emancipation Festival consists of two distinct events. They are Urban Beats Night on September 27th and World Stage Night. Urban Beats presents modern contemporary popular music originating from the streets of the African Caribbean diaspora, and World Stage Night presents unique traditional cultural expressions from across the African Caribbean diaspora in an intimate theatrical setting. The Emancipation Festival was presented September 2022 and 2024. From 2025, we're hoping to make it an annual occurrence. We did miss 2023. The festival is a multicultural festival that allows inclusion of Black, Inuit, local artists, artisans, and heritage performers. On March 1, 2023, the city provided the NBHS with a support letter for the festival addressed to Canadian heritage in English and Inuktitut. Today, we are requesting the very same letter updated for our Building Communities Through Arts and Heritage Funding with Canadian Heritage. I would humbly like to request the support of the Mayor and City Councillors in achieving this. Thank you sincerely for your time.
Thank you, Stephanie. Any questions or comments to the presenter?
Could you meet Shepherd?
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Stephanie, for coming tonight and asking for this again. I'd be happy to make that motion and get that letter of support on the table further in our agenda tonight. And just take the opportunity to thank you for all the work you do for the society, for the events you run. I know I've had a lot of good times myself at some of the events and concerts and music events that you've had a big hand in. So thank you and the society for all the work.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. That is not a question, it's more of a support. Anybody else want to support our comment on this? Thank you, Stephanie. It is clear that you are supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Mashulie.
And also. Council statements.
I'll
be traveling to Montreal.
Regions
in territory and Yukon, the president.
Nunatia,
president of Nunatia. Will be going down to attend a conference regarding the high Arctic and address our concerns and issues. I just wanted to indicate that while we are here, I will not be in town next week. Any other statements? None. At this time, 7 and 8, and going on to item 9, new business.
9A,
we removed 9A, so going on to 9B, request for decision 2025 capital budget amendment proposal.
Peter,
Tumiliti. Director of Corporate and Financial Services. The floor is yours.
Tonight I have two requests for decision, two amendments to our budgets, one for the capital, which is the first one on the agenda, and then an adjustment to the operating budget. So to discuss the first one, and I mean, I do apologize. I seem to have broken my spell checker. So if you have noticed that municipal enforcement radar replacement on the schedule has been butchered beyond all recognition, but I guarantee that's exactly what it is. So we have four projects that have been identified for carryovers. So these are projects that were approved in the 2024 capital budget that were not completed, and the funding or the budgets for those projects are being requested to be carried over into the 2025 capital budget. When we approved the 2025 capital budget, they were not at that time identified to be carried over, and so now they have been. So that's the culvert replacement for Queen Elizabeth Way and Nipissing Road for $500,000, the sewer upgrades in Laura Callowood for $600,000, the street lighting installation project, which is with QVC, and the municipal enforcement radio replacement. The radios were not ordered in 2024. They have been ordered this year, so we do have to carry over the budget in order to match the acquisition expense to the budget. So that is, it's for a total of $1.37 million. Pardon me. So I'll turn it over to the floor for questions. Thank you.
When make
pertaining to the budget amendments proposals. 1.7 million in total. Are those in favor?
Can you see up?
Thank you.
In favor.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting about the deputy
governor.
My apologies.
Request for decision 2025 operating budget amendment proposal. Peter, back to you. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the second request is to adjust the salaries and benefits budget to accommodate the collective agreement that the city had entered into with the Maryland Employees Union. So we are requesting $2.1 million increase in salaries and benefits budgets across the board to accommodate the new collective agreement. And it's the only thing we're asking for at this time. So I'll turn it back over to council for any comments or questions. Thank you.
We're going to make Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Just a question on how many position are we talking about on this increase? Thank you.
We'll make it to Mr. Flaherty, Peter.
Thank you for the question, Alderman Deputy Mayor Flaherty. I don't have an exact figure for the number of positions. It is, as we understand, the 7% increase for all unionized positions, all excluded positions, and a 2% increase for the senior executive positions. And the related benefits, including, so in for that, it's all staff had some of the salary increases. For the benefits, we have a different number because some people have will be receiving two VTAs now, for example. And so if they have more than, I think it's 5 years of service, that number is going to be slightly different. So the benefits will affect a fewer number of people. But I can certainly get those numbers for you if you wish. I know that our standard complement is between, I think, 160 to 200 people, depending on the number of casuals that we have on payroll. Thank you.
We're going to meet Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Deputy Mayor Smith, you got a question?
No questions.
Okay, thank you. We're going to meet.
Any more questions or comments?
Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening, Council. I won't go into the detail on the RFDs regarding the Priority and Governance Committee. What we're here asking Council tonight is to appoint one member of Council as Chair, one member as a Vice Chair, and three members of Council as regular Council members, and to provide us with direction to start to change the Council calendar to start to get the committee up and running. Thank you. Any questions?
We have to make Pierre to tell you more.
Thank you. Any movers? Questions?
Deputy Mayor Smith?
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Sorry, it's a bit awkward with the IT or the camera system down. I would like to nominate Councillor Stevenson to be chair of this committee, if he's interested in doing so. Or put Councillor Stevenson forward. And I guess furthermore, I'm also very interested in serving on this committee as well. So I would love to be a part of it.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. I believe Councillor Kunup second that appointment. I'd like to ask Stevenson, would you agree on that?
Yes, thank you. I would agree to that.
Thank you. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
Pardon me, Mayor Abba, I apologize to get you in the town.
Other councillors to see if they want to join the committee. I would like to hear from them. Thank you.
Thank you,
Alderman Deputy Mayor Clarity, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Alderman Deputy Mayor, for your comment, that will be entirely up to council. There is a bit of a sense of urgency here, too, to get this committee up and running, but that decision will come from council itself. Thank you.
When you make kick off to Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've already deferred this once on the suggestion of waiting until there's more people here, and I think everybody's had an opportunity to express interest and have those conversations, so I would be comfortable moving forward today. If we want to change that composition in the future, we can. Just leave it at that for now. But I think it can't just keep kicking it down the road because there's not enough people here, unfortunately.
When you meet,
thank you. Up? Any others?
Do you have to tell your meeting?
Any movers for this? Or?
Could you meet Shepherd?
Councillor Shepherd?
I'd certainly be interested in participating myself, and I'd second Deputy Mayor Smith as well. Just question for the mayor, if I can. I know the mayor has the option to be on every committee, but would you like to be one of the members on appointed to this committee as well?
That's a shocking question. Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, thank you. Should I
come up? Any others?
Mr. Mayor, if we still need a vice chair, if Councillor Shepherd is interested, I would move for Councillor Shepherd to be, or suggest Councillor Shepherd be the vice chair for this committee.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. I'll ask Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty first.
Ordinary Mayor Alba.
Thank you, Mayor Alba. If I can belong to this, be a part of this committee, I don't mind also. Thank you.
We're going to make Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Councillor Shepherd, the question. You. From the Deputy Mayor Smith. Yeah.
Sorry, Mayor. Yeah, I would accept. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I think we got all. Thank you.
This is good.
Mayor.
I also don't mind if I belong to this committee also. Thank you.
I'm up to you.
I think we have the committee set up. We have to make a motion. Motion by Councillor Anloka. Deputy Mayor Flaherty.
I think it is one of the highest quality that I could say.
The people who I mentioned are they part of the committee because suddenly thought about other councillors who aren't present.
Να το πω ότι κάνω για μετά σήμα του μόνο εγώ είναι ότι να το φλέρετη αν μου ακούσε
προσχόλτον
γιατί θα ήταν
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Flaherty. Comments, questions?
None.
All those in favor?
Unanimous.
Deputy Smith? Mayor Smith?
In favor.
Thank you. When the meet, can you hear?
When the meet, carry. Thank you.
Request for decision, association municipalities can agree to an agreement.
Before your consideration tonight is a request for a decision in respect to a contribution agreement with the Nunavut Association of Municipalities. This would allow the city to enter into an agreement to provide for a community safety liaison position for the remainder of this fiscal year. The options presented are one, to approve to enter into a contribution agreement with Nunavut Association of Municipalities, or not to approve entering into the agreement. There are no policy implications identified. There are some challenges. However, the primary challenge is a timeline for recruitment, and the scheduled training program for the safety liaison has a very short window. This aligns with our strategic plan. It promotes a safe community and prioritizes community foundations. There's no associated cost to the City of Iqaluit, as this program is fully funded by the Nunavut Municipality Association of Municipalities. Staff recommends that Council approve to enter into this contribution agreement. If there's any questions, I'll do my best to answer.
Thank you, Rod.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you. Chair,
I was wondering about your comment about it, this fiscal, the remainder of this fiscal year. Do you mean the city's fiscal year, so 2025? And your concern is that there would be, we'd need to recruit someone and train them, and that would, there's only 9 months left? Understood. Okay, I would move to support this.
And make a communication, Rod.
Thank you for the question, Councillor Stevenson. Yes, that's correct. So it is for our fiscal year. It's not impossible to achieve, but it's going to take me a little bit of work and hopefully get it out after approval as early as tomorrow. Thank you.
Wait a minute, Rod.
Thank you, Rod. Any other questions?
Stevenson.
Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any questions or comments to the motion?
To Wayne Smith, question.
Deputy Mayor Smith, any questions? I see none.
No questions.
Can you see where in the meet?
Carried. Thank you.
Can you see on the top?
Moving on with our agenda here.
Could you make your TV
Committee reports none. Correspondence.
Have any Nunavut Black History Society supported a request and a motion? Councilor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll move to support the Black History Society with a letter of support.
Seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions? Comments? I see none. Those in favor? Unanimous. Councillor Smith.
In favour. Deputy Mayor Smith. And camera Patanis.
Carried. There is no in-camera session and then adjournment.
Thank you.